Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. It's that time of year again when lingering storms to the north of us send large waves towards our coast at the same time that we start having nice weather. This means that more people will be going to the beach at the same time that large sneaker waves can strike without warning. Here are some tips to keep you and your family safe. First of all, choose your beach well. Steep beaches like those at Big Lagoon, Dry Lagoon, Stone Lagoon, and Freshwater Lagoon are particularly dangerous because the force of the ocean waves can reach much farther up the beach and pull you into the surf. Steep beaches also have coarser sand that washes out from under your feet, making it harder to resist being pulled into the water. For these reasons, avoid steep beaches, especially if you have children or dogs. Flatter beaches like those at Clam Beach and Moonstone Beach are much better choices. At any beach, don't be fooled by waves that look small. They can be small for up to 20 minutes before a big sneaker wave surprises you. The best approach is to stay farther back from the water than you might think is necessary and never turn your back on the ocean. For many activities, like walking on the beach, this is the best protection. But if you have to be close to the water, and especially if you're going to be distracted, for example, for surf fishing or agate hunting, I really recommend you wear a life vest. Remember to keep children back from the surf. Northern California beaches have turbulent surf, strong rip currents, and freezing cold water that can quickly make it impossible to tread water. So keep children far back from the surf. There's just not enough time to move them to safety once a sneaker wave strikes. If you do want to let children play right near the water, then consider beaches inside Humboldt Bay. Keeping kids in life vests is always a good idea. I recommend avoiding rocks and jetties. Rocks and jetties can give a false sense of security, but waves can overtop them without warning. And don't go in after dogs. Dogs that are pulled into the surf always get out on their own, while their human rescuers usually do not. So stay on dry land and wait for them to get out on their own. Now, if a person's pulled into the water, don't go in the water after them. Remember, you will likely also get in trouble, so that when rescuers do arrive, they will have to divide their time between multiple victims. It's much better to call 911 and be prepared to guide rescuers to the person in trouble. Lastly, please share this message with your family and especially children, and share it with friends and coworkers, and even engage perfect strangers if you see them doing something dangerous. Let's make beach safety awareness part of who we are on the North Coast. The goal of the above information is not to scare people away from visiting our region's beautiful beaches, but instead to help them select a safe beach and to stay safe at any beach. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.